And at this point, he rescues like these monks while he's there, but he decides he's going to leave his son there and take this woman that he also discovered because, you know, his son's sick. Six, he's old enough to take care of him, so. But he rides off with this lady on the back of his horse, and the woman's like, I'll only love you if you're the best gunfighter. And so he
sounds
has
like
to,
a dream.
Yeah, it's very, very dreamlike. Yeah. Yeah. He has to go fight the four master gunfighters that are in the desert. And so he goes around doing that. And by the time he finishes, that's only the first half of the movie, because after that he has this breakdown. And there's another cow person, another fighter that's following him around, who is obviously a woman, but they keep referring to him. And he has a man's voice dubbed over for him, and he shoots him, so he can't, you know, he takes the woman and runs off.
I didn't even see this fluff over here until.
Oh yeah, he's hiding there. He's being really cute.
And the next time we see El Topo, he's been taken into a cave by a bunch of people that are, you know, handicapped and all living in this cave together. And he's, you know, got a huge beard, and they're treating him like a holy idol. And it's just a weird movie. Just you know. Weird.
Sounds weird.
Sounds pretty weird to me, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Strange.
Stranger Things.
No. Much stranger than Stranger Things is not that strange anymore. It's to be expected.
Oh.
She looks like she's in a bathing cap.
Totally. She does. Who is it? Oh, it's Ex Machina. Cool.
That's cool, too.
You gotta draw little gears. Gears of War. So I was surprised to find out that has juice in it.
Yep.
This was the healthiest drink you could get back in the day. Yep. In a can.
This has got vitamin C.
Yeah.
150 milligrams of sodium.
Mm-hmm.
One serving size per can, by the way.
Of course. What? Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Half a can. No, two cans.
21 grams sugar.
Sure. Sure. And what does it taste like? What is it? Read the can to me here.
Well, it's called Hawaiian Punch, made with natural fruit juices.
Okay.
This is the fruit juicy red flavor.
I don't think I've ever had any other flavor
of
Hawaiian
Punch. I
don't think
I have either.
Yeah.
Well, I think there may have been some other flavors, but I don't remember what they were.
I never took that path myself.
Hawaiian Punch was something like I didn't have a choice about most of the time. It was just, it was what you got, like, instead of a soda sometimes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's not carbonated. It must be better for you than soda, right?
I never drank this unless I was with my dad.
Mm. I would be surprised to find out the version we had when we were younger had juice in it, but.
It did.
Oh. Oh, okay, so your dad thought it was healthy.
My,
like peanut M&Ms.
Yes.
My earliest memories of Hawaiian Punch are violent ones.
Wow.
Not in a bad way. Not in a bad way.
Did Punchy
violent nonetheless.
Punch you?
Well, that was the thing. That was the thing. Is originally, the ads for this drink were, hey, do you want a Hawaiian Punch? And you say, sure. And then you punch the person in the arm.
It's a really stupid idea for
No, not our generation.
The ad campaign,
our parents' generation.
That wasn't instructions. Listen, if you're going to enjoy this delicious drink, I'm going to have to punch you in the arm.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
So, anywho.
Aaron, you want a Hertz donut?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll take one. Ah! Is that a slug bug?
No.
Do
no.
you want to play 52 pickup?
Mm-hmm. I'll Rochambeau you for it.
Speaking of which, someone traded in, must have been like a loot crate thing, but someone traded in a playing card deck, but it was like, instead of Dungeons, it was Dungeons and Dragons, but it was like demons and
demons and wyverns.
No, something else with another D, but like a demonic.
Dormammu.
Yeah, but it was like all kinds of super sick demons from D&D on playing cards. So
cool.
I picked that up pretty quick.
They were like,
yeah.
I'm so happy I'm the first one to see this.
Yeah, pretty much. That one didn't hit the floor.
See, there have been times I've thought about working in a thrift store just for that reason.
Oh, yeah.
To be like, oh my gosh, I am getting that.
Yeah, the first
one to see it.
I could totally see that being a problem after a while for me myself, but I totally see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
That was a problem when I worked at GameStop, you know, like, oh, no, I really want this game. I'm going to put it aside for myself. And when I get paid again, I've got 5 games lined up here. You know?
Yep.
Or I used to buy them off of people because at the time you could only get credit for the games. I'd be like, I'll give you $20 right now.
That's my problem right now, Joel.
Oh, okay. Those people. So if you're listening to this and you got junk you want to get rid of, Aaron's willing to buy it.
Hook me up.
I didn't know you were doing back alley deals.
GameStop. That's the entire intent of it being back alley. People aren't supposed to know.
There's a camera in the back alley.
Yep.
I got the hookups.
I can see what you're doing.
Oh man, if there had been a camera in the back alley, my manager would have been fired way earlier than he was, because I'm pretty sure he went back there to toke it up in between shifts. But that's a story for another day. Do you guys enjoy the taste of this Hawaiian punch? Or is it too childish for you now?
I don't really like it. It seems more like a Capri Sun now to me that I'm older. It used to seem a little bit more special, but I'm going to admit, even when I was a kid, I got kind of burnt out on it. It's kind of a normal, like, sweet flavor.
Yeah.
That's punch. I can't remember the last time I had punch of any kind. I mean, at least not without any sort of alcohol in it. As adults tend to do. Kids, ask your parents. Just kidding, don't ask them about that.
I've had punch in a Capri Sun. That's probably why it tastes like that to me.
I found it surprisingly refreshing when I had my can the other day. I cheated and drank mine before we started recording.
It's good.
Like, I drank it, like, really fast. Like, I don't know why it felt refreshing. It didn't feel, like, overly sweet for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, it says there's only 80 calories.
Oh.
So that's kind of a surprise.
So it's practically a diet drink.
That's a very long list of...
chemicals?
Chemicals and ingredients. And they're, like, spaced out.
Don't get caught up in it.
Intermittently.
Yeah.
Does it say what kind of juices it has?
Apricot, papaya, guava, ascorbic acid.
Oh, that's good juice.
That used to be the number one ingredient. No, I'm just kidding.
When you get that ascorbic acid right off the tree, oh, yeah, it's fresh.
Hexametaphosphate.
That's 6 times the metaphosphate.
And it's in parentheses. It says preservatives.
Oh, it's preservative, yeah. Because it comes from Hawaii, right? I assume. Right.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm afraid if I look up the origins of this, it's going to be like the Fanta. And it's like, this was made in Nazi Germany.
Probably. Probably.
Like, oh.
I have a fond memory of this taste.
Even though you were
despite being punched. Despite the noogies and punches one would get.
Who was giving you these? Your father?
Maybe I've said too much. No,
Show us on the doll where your father hit you. FM, I chose the wrench. Oh, thanks. Sarah's going to give me a sip.
You can have the rest of it. It's sweet. It doesn't, I mean, it's not a carbonated drink. It's a punch.
Right.
But.
Bebido con jugo con. Oh, man, I can't read that.
It was something I think my dad was tricked into believing was good for me. I was a kid.
I understand.
He was tricked into it. I'm like somebody at the store. Yeah, it's good for kids.
No, the commercials. I'm sure the commercials were like fruit punch, a wholesome way for your kid to get beverages.
Don't worry, parents. It's got vitamins. It's
got vitamins. I mean, how?
Vitamin C.
It says 100% vitamin C in here. Like,
oh, like your daily serving or something like that?
I don't know what to tell you about that.
But with vitamins.
Man, maybe I drink one of these every day.
But I'm just saying, like, It's very misleading. I mean, I'm 100%.
I don't
know. Like, what does that even mean? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't need to eat my
vegetables. What does this mean?
I got this wine punch.
Percent value. Yeah, you're right. You're right. At the very top of the chart, it says percent value for your day.
I see.
Yep.
Daily value percent. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I said that 3 times in a row. Yep.
Yeah. I think that was a joke in Mad Magazine. Somebody was like, milk schmelk. I get all the calcium I need from these. And it was like Tums with calcium.
That was a joke.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Wow. That's weird. Why do we remember that?
Well, I think it was a repeat offender. Like they used that one a few times.
Yeah.
Like there's like a
blast like, from the past.
Like a Mad Magazine book of like quick fill the page up.
Oh, yeah.
Random jokes that they reuse.
That's funny because this is totally like the kind of thing I'd get with my Mad Magazine is like Hawaiian Punch.
Then you turn your cap backwards and skateboard off, right? I assume.
But Mad Magazine was kind of gross.
Did you guys read Cracked magazine?
I did, yeah.
I never read Cracked. I only had Mad.
It was kind of gross, too. There were some things in it that were kind of like...
Yeah.
But...
I preferred it.
Yeah.
For Mad, actually. At least when I was probably really into those magazines.
Yeah.
So, like, 94, 95 yeah. or something like that. Because I felt the references were more like things
kid-friendly?
Like...
Kid-friendly?
That are just oriented towards me.
Yeah, like, things you saw on TV and stuff.
I was wondering which one, because I remember reading... I don't think I ever bought Mad Magazine myself. I think it was always my siblings. But like I remember like reading like the lighter side of and stuff like that, not really understanding the jokes, but reading it and thinking, this must be funny.
Well, there was some... I liked from Mad, like the Spy versus Spy stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I loved the illustrations in Spy versus Spy. That was like my favorite.
Yeah, Sergio Argonis, man, yeah.
And the folded back page where you could turn it into something, that was my favorite too.
Like, once again, a joke I probably don't understand, but it's really cool that I get a different picture.
Yeah, exactly.
See,
yeah.
That was
I don't get the reference, but it's a different picture, yeah.
That was another really sarcastic one, and like, you would read stuff, and some of the time you'd be like, oh, I get it, that's kind of negative.
Oh, dark,
or like, and then
dark.
Other times you'd read it and you'd be like, Mom, what does this mean? And they'd be like, well, it kind of means like, you know, like, why bother or something, and I'm like, oh, so why bother? What does that mean? And just like, no, just why bother?
What may worry?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was kind of a weird thing to introduce, like, to your mind.
I think it was probably the Mad Magazine back cover page that first really got me, like, thinking about environmental issues.
Really?
Because there was one that was like, it like showed like some... spacious, like, you know, pristine, awesome looking place, but then when you folded it, it like turned into like a landfill, or like,
oh,
you know, totally turned into something
that
like just so depressing, and like and that's when I think it clicked for me that I was like, oh, that's right, we can ruin things.
It was so
at least an early formative memory for me.
Yeah, and some of them would be so over the top, you'd be like, you know, it'd be like Michael Jackson. Like, did they do? I mean, I assume they did ones about Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Like, of course they did.
Yeah, I can't remember, but I remember it being things that were like, and they would just go to the extreme. It was like the Family Guy before Family Guy.
I feel so bad not knowing the gentleman's name, the artist in particular who did those. But they just released. In the last couple of years, a book collecting those.
Oh, cool.
And the format was so that you could, like...
Fold it up.
You could fold? Yeah. That's crazy.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I like that.
So, what's the name of the one who did the, like, weird sound effects? He had a book that came out about a decade or more ago. You know, I talk about Don something.
Yeah, I know you're talking about, but the name's not... Mm. It's not clear.
His things were gross most of the time. It's like sproing, and then, like, his eyeballs would pop out or something like that, yeah. Yeah. So, okay, so this was taking you back here to Mad Magazine.
Yeah, I remember drinking this and probably reading Cracked Magazine.
Yeah.
And probably laughing, because, like, I think there was one that was like the Cracked magazine in particular that I was thinking of was one probably about Desert Storm, but it was like,
oh yeah, I remember that. I'm mad,
but it was like,
what the heck were we reading?
It was like some weird Simpsons crossover with Desert Storm.
Desert
like
Storm and
Marge.
Simpsons.
Marge went to go clean up our mess there or something.
Mm.
Deeply symbolic, I'm sure.
Yeah. Dumb. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, that's what made us into the bleeding heart liberals we are today. Mad Magazine and cracked. Hawaiian Punch and Cracked. Yeah.
Captain Planet probably too.
Didn't Captain Planet just made me? I don't even know. It made me sad more than anything. Probably. It's just these five kids. They can't fix the freaking world. I guess that's the point. But
I had a friend who
we have a superhero. He's not doing it. Sometimes he would get taken out. Like, oh no,
oh man.
Gaia, help us.
I had a friend who had all the rings, and so he'd bring in them to the playground.
Yeah.
I always get stuck with the heart ring.
Yeah, that's fine.
But that's okay.
You're a real Mati.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you.
I think he could communicate with animals, couldn't he? Or something
heart.
Like that. Yeah. Yeah, he's Brazilian, which means he probably knows capoeira.
Oh, dang.
Now, at least.
Dang. Thanks for showing me that movie, Joel.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
No, Only in Strong. Mm-hmm. We Hate Movies introduced me to it. And I gotta say, it's as good as they said it was. Although I haven't finished it yet. Maybe it's gonna take a real nosedive towards the end. We can't talk about our idea, though. We can't.
No. We cannot divulge that at all. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What idea? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Can I give a Star Wars rumor for the upcoming movie?
Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I was reading this thing. I follow a few Star Wars Facebook pages on Facebook, and one of them posted this article claiming a very ridiculous claim. So I clicked it, and the entire website was completely in Czechoslovakian, I think, or Russian. Mm-hmm. I'm not a linguist. Sorry,
mm-hmm. Those are two different countries.
I understand that. Very similar
lettering.
I mean, those are three different countries. Czech and Slovakia.
Oh, you're right. Different. You're right. Sorry. It could be Czech. It could be Russian. I don't know if it's Slovakian. Thank you. But there was a photo of Harrison Ford, like, shaven-faced. Then there was a photo of Harrison Ford with a big, huge beard right next to the photo. And then there was a third photo, and it was Jeff Bridges. And I guess the claim was that Jeff Bridges would be taking over as Han Solo for the next Star Wars movie.
Oh my gosh.
that the new order has actually taken him captive.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think it's true, but it made me laugh so hard at work. Like, I was just like, the idea of Jeff Bridges trying to act like Harrison Ford as Han Solo.
Oh my god.
Did they blow up that? They blew up that planet, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't just like, did anyone else live on that planet?
Yeah, good question.
I got the feeling like the inhabitants had been cleared out, either blasted or killed in some way before.
Yeah.
They told us who everyone's parents are. That's important in Star Wars, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
But maybe Jeff Bridges is somebody's secret dad.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, Jeff Bridges from Tron is secretly Rey's dad.
Not gonna lie, though.
From the past.
It'd be really cool if Jeff Bridges did become a Jedi. Like,
and he probably will. Strike him down. He'll become more powerful than you can even imagine. Possibly.
What about Rey's parents?
That's what we're gonna find out.
There's rumors.
Because maybe Jeff Bridges is her parents.
I'm cool with that.
I'm pretty sure her parents are Yoda and Jocasta Nu.
Okay.
They're both,
Joel, not while
they're
I'm drinking.
Both wrinkly and gray-haired.
Not while I'm drinking, Joel. The number one theory on that is that it's Kenobi. She's Obi-Wan Kenobi's daughter.
Love child?
Mm-hmm.
With who?
I don't know. Somebody from Tatooine, maybe?
Love child. Baby, love child.
No. There's an actual song about love child.
Oh, sweet love child of mine. I'm sure there's plenty of songs about a love child, but I don't know them.